My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Defense. No, I'm not at a Knick game. Defense has often been an Achilles heel for the Mets organization, and it's reared its ugly head once again over the last 2 days. 4 errors yesterday, 3 more today, and a 9-5 loss to the Nationals. You can't expect to win if you keep giving up extra outs and easy runs, and manager Luis Rojas says, yes, there'll be some extra work done starting tomorrow to tighten things up defensively.
Yeah, last 2 days have been tough, and I think we, you know, we right away we got to recognize that we hurt ourselves. And, you know, at one point, I think we given up 6 runs and 5 scores because of errors. And, you know, we just got to go out there and work hard every day, get better. That's something that JD did in the offseason. He's played really good at 30, made a couple of nice plays early in the game, and then, you know, gets his chance. And when he's playing the shift, like you said, he just rushes throw, has a catcher running. He's been working from that angle to make throws and feel some ground ball. So he just rushed the play a little bit. So that's something that we need to improve. You want to say that it's early in camp and we have room to, but it's like we need to do it right now. You know, we're gonna say that we're a good team. We got to go out there on the field and be a good team. And, you know, we end up hurting ourselves defensively. That's just something that can happen. You know, we got to keep working hard and be the team we want to be right now in camp. So last 2 days have been a little tough to watch, just with the 4 errors and today 3. So we've seen the result of games when that happened. You know, yesterday we could have won that game. Today we probably could have won this game. So, you know, the guys are professionals. I think they know what it takes, and the coaches here know what it takes. So we're going to spend a little extra time out there just to clean things up a little bit.
J.D. Davis had a throwing error at third base during a shift, and Jordan Yamamoto on the mound and Jake Hager at second base committed fielding errors. Davis has worked on his positioning at third. He was playing deep. He's now moved in some, and he feels the comfort level will come in time.
A lot of it, you know, we're talking to the analytical department, kind of picking their brain of, you know, where different really good infielders are and how they play. You know, a lot of guys, Arenado, he plays so far back. Matt Chapman plays so far back, but they're so good at coming in. I got to find like a happy medium and working with the analytical department and figuring out what is a good depth kind of for me and able to get to angles or get to balls put in play. That's actually really helped me put in a better spot or a better position to get to balls and able to create the good hop.
Yamamoto started. He went three innings, giving up two first-inning runs, both unearned. Five of the nine Washington runs were unearned due to sloppy defense. The second and third innings saw much better results for Yamamoto, who retired Trey Turner, Juan Soto, and Josh Bell, all on grounders in a 1-2-3 third inning.
It was a conviction, you know. After the first inning, I was pulling my slider. You know, I was kind of the mindset of, just get it over the plate, try to get a strike with it, instead of saying, you know what, throw it. And that was kind of what I got to, was just, you know what, the last two innings was, hey, whatever he throws down, throw it. And believe that he's going to get the guy out, you know. And that's what I did, you know. I trusted Mazeika and just really, really went out there and just trusted what he threw down and just pitched how I know how to pitch, you know. Throwing anything in any count. The same with Juan Soto, you know, the 3-2 slider and cutter, you know. Just one of those things that I got to get back to being the old me, and that's what it is. The second, third inning was the old me. The first inning was kind of like a kind of warming up to the old me, so just getting back to it.
Dellin Betances followed Yamamoto to the mound. Betances is making progress, but he's not quite there yet. His slurve, the slider curve, was sharp, but he yanked a couple of his spike breaking balls. That's his out pitch. So things still have room for improvement.
The ball that Castro hit, that wasn't a good reaction. I mean, he hit that pretty good. But, I mean, I've gotten, you know, a couple weak contacts, and I also gotten some hard contacts. So, like I said, my better breaking ball hasn't been there for me yet. So that's something that I could definitely improve on. But I would say it's been on and off. You know, I've gotten a couple swing and misses on fastball, which is encouraging. I don't think I got many of that last year. And I think the, you know, stronger I can get, the better that can be. And, you know, if my spike curveball, if I can just command it better, be more in the zone with it, that's also a pitch that I got a lot of swing and misses, and, you know, haven't been able to throw it for strikes or kind of anywhere near the plate. So something that I can definitely improve on.
Betances is trying to stay positive with the small steps forward. He's hard on himself because he expects a lot from himself.
I'm always hard on myself. I feel like throughout my career, I feel like I'm never satisfied. You know, I want to continue to get better. You know, obviously there's been mechanical adjustments pretty much throughout my career. You know, obviously being a taller guy, it's harder for me to repeat my delivery. So I've had my battles here and there with that. So yeah, I'm never satisfied. I'm always trying to get better. You know, I know what I can do when I'm on my top of the game. And, you know, that's where I want to be. You know, obviously I got a lot of work to do to get there. But, you know, I'm still early in camp and, you know, but definitely always hard on myself.
While we're on the bullpen, non-roster invitee Trevor Hildenberger has opened some eyes early on in camp. Hildenberger has pitched two innings of relief and all of his outs have come via strikeout. He's allowed just one hit while walking two. Hildenberger pitched for the Twins, so pitching coach Jeremy Hefner is very familiar with him. And manager Rojas likes the deception that Hildenberger generates on the mound.
He's got weapons. He's got the changeup. He's got the slider. I mean, you guy usually that has that angle, you in history, you're a little bit tentative against lefties just because lefties pick it up well. But he's got the changeup as his second best pitch, so he works pretty well. He can change arm angles too. He does a lot of things, so it's encouraging to see him do what he did yesterday. So, you know, we keep paying close eye on him. I know he's been very successful in the past when he pitched for the Twins. Hefner knows him very well. I think him and Hef have a really good thing going on right now. So we'll keep him watching him and evaluating, but that was really good yesterday.
Young Brett Beatty was the DH today. The third base prospect has a lot of power, but he went hitless today in two trips. Beatty has shown some opposite field power and says that just comes naturally to him.
A little bit of both. It's kind of natural. I've always grown up hitting opposite field. I was just trying to let the ball travel for those first couple ABs just to kind of get my feet wet and see the ball deep. But yeah, I mean, I've always been hitting that way, and it's just, it comes natural to go to the opposite field for me.
So are there any major leaguers that he's tried to emulate or incorporate his swings into his?
I'm just really trying to do my own thing. There's definitely some pieces of my swing that resemble some other hitters. Some like Freddie Freeman or Adam Dunn or something like that. But I just try to stay within myself and just do my own thing.
Well, Adam Dunn and all the strikeouts, you might want to stay away from there, Brett. Freddie Freeman, that sounds pretty good. Young right-hander Matthew Allen pitched the sixth inning, and he gave up 4 hits and 3 runs. Only one of those runs, though, was earned. He hit 97 on the gun. He got some swings and misses, too, with his fastball, but he had trouble locating that fastball a lot in his inning. Young infield prospect Mark Bientos smashed 2 doubles. Francisco Lindor and Luis Guillorme each had a pair of hits, and Hager offset his error with his second home run, a 3-run shot that came in the 8th inning. And the Mets, unfortunately, lost Jose Martinez for at least 4 months. Martinez suffered a torn meniscus in his left knee. That came on Sunday against the Marlins. Tuesday, we'll see the debut of Taijuan Walker as the Mets will host the Cardinals at Clover Park in Port St. Lucie. Carlos Martinez will go for St. Louis. So tune in tomorrow. We'll have another Met podcast coming your way. I'm Ed Coleman.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.